Okay, let's get started, Coach said. The first drill was a marathon. Well, not exactly a marathon. We had to run 100 laps around the gym. So 40 of us ran, and 36 of us finished. After 50 laps, one guy quit. And since quitting is contagious, three other boys caught the disease and walked off the court too. I didn't understand. Why would you try out for a basketball team if you didn't want to run? I didn't mind. After all, that meant only 12 more guys had to be cut. I only had to be better than 12 other guys. Well, we were good and tired after that run. And then Coach immediately had us playing full court one-on-one. That's right, full court one-on-one. That was torture. Coach didn't break it down by position, so quick guards had to guard power forwards and vice versa. Seniors had to guard freshmen and vice versa. All-stars had to guard losers like me and vice versa. Coach threw me the ball and said, go. So I turned and dribbled straight down the court. A mistake. Roger easily poked the ball away and raced down toward his basket. Ashamed, I was frozen. What are you waiting for, Coach asked me. Play some D. Awake, I ran after Roger, but he dunked it before I was even close. Go again, Coach said. This time, Roger tried to dribble down the court and I played defense. I crouched down low, spread my arms and legs high and wide and gritted my teeth. And then Roger ran me over, just sent me sprawling. He raced down and dunked it again while I lay still on the floor. Coach walked over and looked down at me. What's your name, kid? He asked. Arnold, I said. You're from the reservation. Yes. Did you play basketball up there? Yes, for the 8th grade team. Coach studied my face. I remember you, he said. You were a good shooter. Yeah, I said. Coach studied my face some more, as if he were searching for something. Roger is a big kid, he said. He's huge, I said. You want to take him on again? Or do you need a break? 90% of me wanted to take the break. But I knew if I took that break, I would never make the team. I'll take him on again, I said. Coach smiled. All right, Roger, he said, line up again. I stood up again. Coach threw me the ball and Roger came for me. He screamed and laughed like a crazy man. He was having a great time and he was trying to intimidate me. He did intimidate me. I dribbled with my right hand toward Roger, knowing that he was going to try to steal the ball. If he stayed in front of me and reached for the ball with his left hand, then there was no way I could get past him. He was too big and strong, too immovable. But he reached for the ball with his right hand, and that put him a little off balance. So I spun dribbled around him, did a 360, and raced down the court. He was right behind me. I thought I could outrun him, but he caught up to me and just blasted me. Just sent me skidding across the floor again. The ball went bouncing into the stands.